Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Definitely.
Awesome. Today we're diving headfirst into the world of ransomware. Yeah, it's gonna get real. We've got these excerpts from an article. It's called Fulton County Stands Firm Against a Ransomware Attack, Lessons Learned.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it's not just like technical jargon.
Right.
This is a story about real people, you know? Like real world consequences when this stuff happens.
Yeah, the stakes are high.
Super high. And it kind of shows how vulnerable, like, everyone is in this digital world, you know?
Absolutely. In this case, it really shows how sophisticated these attacks are getting.
Oh, yeah.
We're not talking about some, you know, lone wolf hacker in a basement.
Right, right.
These are like, I mean, they're like businesses.
They're criminal enterprises.
They got infrastructure. They're global. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, picture this. It's January in Fulton County, Georgia.
Okay.
Everything's normal, right? Then, bam. The whole network gets hit with this massive ransomware attack.
Oh. All their systems locked down, data's encrypted, nothing's working.
That's scary to think about.
It's terrifying. And the article actually quotes the county chairman, Rob Pitts. He says everything, things you take for granted. Going to the library to check out a book couldn't do it. Getting a marriage license, checking on your taxes couldn't do it. So basically,
life just stops.
Completely. Like everything's held hostage digitally. And in this case, the bad guys, the attackers, were this group called Lockbit.
Lockbit.
Yeah, they're a Russian ransomware syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
They're known for going after like big targets.
Oh, wow.
So they're not messing around. And you know what they did? They demanded millions of dollars. Millions. To unlock everything.
I mean, what do you even do in that situation?
Right, like talk about pressure, but wait, there's more.
Oh no.
To really turn up the heat, they also threatened to release like all these sensitive legal documents.
Wow, playing hardball.
No kidding. So now Fulton County is in this impossible situation.
Yeah.
Pay up and risk, you know, fueling this whole criminal enterprise or refuse and risk having all this confidential information just like out there.
It's a tough call. And for a long time, a lot of organizations, they just paid.
Yeah.
They felt like they had no choice. Losing data, public scrutiny, it seemed unthinkable.
I get it, but that just makes the problem worse. Right?
Exactly. It fuels the fire, makes these attacks more profitable, and encourages more of them.
So what Fulton County did, it was really incredible.
What did they do?
They refused to pay.
Seriously?
Yeah. They took a stand.
Wow.
They worked with the FBI and decided to fight back. Huge gamble, right?
Huge. What happened?
It paid off.
No way.
After a bunch of missed deadlines and a ton of pressure, the hackers backed down.
Lockbit. They backed down.
Yep. They retreated.
I mean, that's a huge win, not just for Fulton County.
Absolutely.
Sends a message to everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Resistance is possible.
Totally. It shows these guys don't always hold all the cards. Of course, getting in their network back up and running was a huge undertaking.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
But it proves that fighting back can work.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to remember, this wasn't some random attack.
Right.
Ransomware is a business. Like a billion-dollar industry.
It's crazy how big it's gotten.
It's mind-blowing. In 2023 alone, these ransomware gangs, they extorted over $1 billion.
A billion.
And Chairman Pitts from Fulton County, he said it best. He said, these are not high school kids in their basement playing on a laptop. This is big, big business.
He's not wrong.
It's organized crime, global scale, so much money and technical expertise. It's terrifying.
It is. And Fulton County's win is great, but the fight's not over.
Well, even close.
These attacks are constantly evolving. They're getting harder to defend against.
So what can we do?
We'll get to that. There are steps we can take to, you know, at least mitigate the risk.
Okay, good. Yeah. Because I'm already feeling a little stressed.
Yeah, I hear you. But knowledge is power, right?
Right.
And the more we understand about how this stuff works, the better prepared we'll be.
Okay, that makes sense.
So let's dive into some of the FAQs from the article. Like, starting with the basics. One question is, what exactly is ransomware?
Good question.
And the article gives a pretty straightforward definition. It says, ransomware is a type of malicious software designed to encrypt a victim's data, rendering it inaccessible. The attackers then demand a ransom in exchange for decryption keys.
So basically, digital extortion.
Exactly. They lock up your data and hold it for ransom. And just like any other kind of extortion, the best way to deal with it is to make yourself a less appealing target.
Right. So how do we do that?
Well, the article tackles it too. Another question is, how can organizations prevent ransomware attacks?
Okay. Yeah. What's the answer?
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's a multi-pronged approach, you know? Strong firewalls are crucial.
Makes sense.
And then employee training. Got to educate everyone about those phishing scams.
Yeah, those are tricky.
And of course, backups. Regular and secure backup.
Backups, backups, backups.
Can't emphasize that enough. Think of it this way. Your data is valuable.
Right.
It's like a treasure.
Okay.
You wouldn't just leave it unguarded, right?
Really?
So you got to protect your digital stuff the same way. Invest in defenses, stay informed, be prepared. Because even with the best prevention, sometimes attacks still happen.
Yeah, it's true.
So the article also talks about what to do if you get hit.
Oh, good.
First thing, isolate the affected systems.
Okay, damage control.
Exactly. Stop it from spreading.
Yeah.
Then report it to the authorities. FBI, for example.
They need to know, right?
They do. Helps them track these guys, develop countermeasures.
Makes sense.
And then get the experts involved, cybersecurity professionals.
Okay, the cavalry.
Yeah. They can assess the situation, contain the breach, help you recover.
So basically, don't panic, but take action.
Exactly. And remember, you're not alone in this. There are resources, experts to help, a whole community fighting against ransomware.
That's good to know. Now, there's one more question from the article I want to touch on. Are public institutions more vulnerable to ransomware attacks?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the answer is often yes.
Really? Why is that?
Well, a lot of public institutions, especially at the local level, they just don't have the same cybersecurity budgets as big companies.
Ah, makes sense.
That makes them easier targets.
So they're like low-hanging fruit for these attackers.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's a big concern. We need better funding and support for cybersecurity in the public sector.
Absolutely. These services are critical.
They are. Protecting them should be a top priority. So we've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive.
We have.
We've seen the impact of these attacks, learned about groups like LockBit, and talked about ways to prevent and respond to this threat.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. But what are your key takeaways so far?
Well, I'm definitely struck by the courage of places like Fulton County. Standing up to these criminals, it's inspiring.
It is. It shows resistance is possible. We don't have to give in to fear. But it also shows how important preparation is. Having a plan. Knowing where to turn for help.
Absolutely. We need to be proactive.
Exactly. And we'll explore all that in more detail in the next part of our deep dive.
It's easy to feel kind of overwhelmed by all this. You know,
right.
How do we even begin to protect ourselves from something this big?
I get it. But honestly, there are some simple things we can all do.
Okay. Like what?
It's like building up your immune system. You know,
okay.
Take those preventative measures and you'll be in much better shape.
So like digital vitamins.
Exactly. And one of the most effective ones is multi-factor authentication.
Okay, two-factor. I've heard of that.
It's the same idea, just, you know, might be more than two factors.
Yeah.
It adds this extra layer of security.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
Okay, so you know how you usually just need your password to log in?
Yeah.
This is like adding another step.
Okay.
So in addition to your password, you need something else to prove it's really you.
Like what?
Could be a code sent to your phone, a fingerprint scan, even facial recognition.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah, so even if someone steals your password, they can't get in without that second thing.
Makes sense. I used to think all that was such a hassle.
I know, right?
But honestly, now it feels weird when a site doesn't have it.
Right? It's like, hello, are you even trying to protect me?
Exactly. And speaking of protection, what about all those phishing emails?
Ugh. Don't get me started. They're getting so good, it's scary.
I almost fell for one recently.
Oh, no, really?
It looked exactly like an email from my bank.
Oh, yeah, those are tricky.
Asking me to update my info, you know?
See, that's how they get you.
But I remembered what you said. Always double check the sender's address.
Good.
And guess what?
What?
It was fake.
They prey on our familiarity with brands, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to trick us. So always, always scrutinize those emails. Especially if they're asking for personal info or logins.
So many red flags.
Look for misspellings, bad grammar. Hover over links before you click.
Okay, so it's like measure twice, cut once, but for the internet.
Exactly. Check twice, click once. And of course, the foundation of good online security, strong passwords.
Ugh, passwords? My nemesis.
I know, right? It's a struggle.
I used to use the same one for everything. I'm so ashamed.
We've all been there.
But now I'm trying to make them unique, you know?
Good. It's important. And you know what I find helpful? passphrases.
Passphrases?
Yeah, instead of one word, use a string of random words.
Oh, interesting.
Easier to remember than some crazy combination of letters and numbers.
Okay, give me an example.
Okay, how about blue whale singing jazz?
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Right, or fluffy cat eating pizza.
I like that. And honestly, a password manager is a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah. They're game changers.
It generates and stores all those crazy passwords for you.
Makes it so much easier. And another thing, software updates.
I know.
I know. They can be annoying.
The worst timing.
But think of them like booster shots for your devices.
Oh,
snap. Patching up those vulnerabilities, keeping you protected.
Like staying up to date on your vaccinations.
Exactly. Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about social engineering. We touched on it earlier, but it's worth digging deeper.
Social engineering.
Yeah, it's a tactic these cyber criminals use to manipulate people into giving them info or access.
So it's not just hacking computers, it's hacking people.
Exactly. It's all about exploiting human psychology.
Our weaknesses.
Pretty much. Our tendency to trust, to be helpful.
So how does that play out in a ransomware attack?
Let's say you get a call from someone claiming to be from IT.
Okay.
They sound all official, use tech jargon, say there's a critical issue with your computer.
Okay, I'd probably freak out.
And they say they need remote access to fix it.
Uh-oh.
You, wanting to be helpful, might just give them the keys to the kingdom.
Without even realizing it.
Exactly. Right? So always, always verify any requests like that.
Even if they seem legit.
Even then, double check. Call the organization directly. Use their official contact info.
Okay, so basically trust no one.
Well, not that extreme. But yeah, be cautious. Question everything.
And trust your gut if something feels off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about being careful, let's not forget about protecting your personal info online.
Social media and all that.
Exactly. It's a gold mine for these criminals if we're not careful.
I'm guilty of oversharing. I admit it.
It's easy to do. But it's all about finding that balance, you know?
Between connecting with people and staying safe.
Right. Think about what you post, who you share it with, adjust those privacy settings.
It's like the internet never forgets.
Pretty much. So be mindful of your digital footprint.
Okay, so we've got multi-factor authentication, watching out for phishing, strong passwords, staying updated, social engineering, protecting personal info.
It's a lot, I know.
What else can we do? I'm feeling like I need a whole cybersecurity team just for myself.
You know, one simple but important tip. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is.
Oh, yeah, that old saying.
It applies online, too. What a lottery you never entered. Someone offering you a fortune for a small favor. Red flags.
What else should we watch out for?
Bad grammar and spelling. That's always a big one.
Okay, yeah.
Requests for personal info that just seem weird. Pressure to act immediately.
Don't panic. But don't rush into anything either.
Exactly. And if you see something suspicious, report it.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Might feel like a small thing, but it could help protect someone else.
We're all in this together, right?
We are. Being a responsible digital citizen, that's what it's all about. But, you know, it's not just about following rules.
It's about
having the right mindset.
Okay, a cybersecurity mindset.
Exactly. Being aware of the risks, staying informed. Being proactive.
Like a lifestyle choice.
I like that. It's a continuous learning process.
Because the bad guys are always coming up with new tricks.
Exactly. Stay ahead of the curve.
And you know what? It's okay to ask for help.
Oh, absolutely.
If something's confusing or you're not sure, find a trusted source, a professional.
There's no shame in that. There are so many resources out there.
And we all make mistakes.
We do.
The important thing is to learn from them and, you know, do better next time.
Exactly. So we're all in this together. We stay informed, work together, take those proactive steps. We can make the digital world a safer place for everyone.
Thinking back to Fulton County, their decision to fight back against Lockbit.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know, it really sticks with me.
It's a powerful example, for sure.
They were under so much pressure.
Absolutely. I mean, talk about a rock and a hard place.
Seriously, a potential disaster either way.
You've got the immediate hit of disrupted services, maybe sensitive data getting out there.
Yeah, all while you're dealing with the stress of the attack itself.
It's designed to be that way, you know, to push you to that breaking point.
But on the other hand, paying the ransom, it's like you're just encouraging more of this.
Exactly. You're fueling the fire, so to speak.
You're almost rewarding them for it.
And it creates this dangerous precedent, right? Like, okay, these guys, they pay up.
So they'll just keep coming back for more.
It becomes this vicious cycle.
Which is why, I don't know, it's just, it's heartening to see more organizations saying no.
Yeah, it's a real shift.
pushing back, saying, we're not going to play your game.
It shows a real strength, I think.
Absolutely. Like, we have more power than we realize sometimes.
We do, but it takes guts.
Okay, if I'm being honest, though, putting myself in that situation,
yeah,
I don't know if I could make that same call.
It's easy to say from the outside.
Seriously, the stakes are just so high.
And these attacks, they're designed to exploit that, our fears and vulnerabilities.
So it's almost like the decision is made for you before you even realize it?
In a way, yeah. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations beforehand.
Like, before an attack happens, be prepared.
Exactly, so you're not caught completely off guard.
So, practically speaking, what can organizations do?
Well, first and foremost, invest in good cybersecurity.
Makes sense.
Strong firewalls, intrusion detection systems, things like that.
Okay, those are the technical side of things.
Yeah, but just as crucial is training your people.
Oh, right. We talked about phishing.
Yeah, that's a huge entry point for ransomware.
It's sneaky. It's easy to fall for.
So regular security awareness training, that can make a world of difference.
Okay, teach people what to look out for.
Exactly. And then, of course, backups.
Backups, backups, backups.
Always a good idea.
It's like an insurance policy for your data.
Perfect analogy.
Because if you do get hit, having those backups can be a lifesaver.
It can mean the difference between a minor inconvenience and a complete disaster.
Right, so backups are non-negotiable.
Agreed. And along with that, have an incident response plan in place.
Oh, so you know what to do if the worst happens.
Yeah, who to call, what steps to take.
No more scrambling around in a panic.
Exactly. A clear, calm, coordinated response.
Preparation is key.
It is, but there's also this, I don't know, psychological element to all this.
Yeah, like you said, it's not just about systems.
These attacks, they target people too.
It's psychological warfare.
In a sense, yeah. It's about instilling fear, creating chaos.
Preying on those human instincts we talked about.
So building resilience is crucial.
Like mental toughness for cybersecurity.
Exactly. Fostering a culture of awareness, empowering people to speak up if they see something suspicious.
So everyone's a part of the solution.
We are. It's a collective responsibility.
This has been really eye-opening, honestly.
It's a complex issue.
It is, but it's also really empowering to know that we're not helpless.
We're not. The more we understand about these threats, the better we can protect ourselves.
Knowledge is power, as they say.
And collaboration is key.
So as we wrap up today's deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with this.
Yeah.
Put yourself in Fulton County's shoes.
Okay.
Faced with that ransom demand, what would you do?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. It really makes you think.
No easy answers.
It's about understanding the consequences, weighing the options.
And realizing that we all have a role to play in this.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe out there online, everyone.